Hello, this is Vicki Woodyard with another podcast with Swami Z, the Edsel of Gurus, as I have just now dubbed him. He's here in the studio with me, the studio being my desk on which resides my iMac, and Swami is an Immaculate Conception after all. My desk is just covered over with litter. It's really a dining table that has my iMac and Bob's old Dell computer. It has a printer and a fax and all the modems and tchotchkes that you can imagine. But I do have a peanut gallery. There's a little basket right behind this great new Yeti mic. And there's three little characters in there. One is a felt owl that I call Pistachio. Then there's this tiny little brown puppy that I gave to Bob when he was in the hospital after his first diagnosis with cancer. And that little puppy has his paws over the edge of the basket, and he's listening intently to the podcast. And then there's a little felt doll that I bought at an art sale last year, and I call her Vicky. She's the little, you know, the inner child in me that is always up to no good. I think she probably helped summon Swami into my life, although he always says that my suffering was what opened the door for him to come in. I love this Yeti. I call it Swami. And it's leaning eagerly as if to say, well, what kind of trouble are you going to get us in next, Vicky? And I would say to Swami, look, you are the Edsel of Gurus. I mean, I can't get anybody to buy your book, plug. So while I'm waiting for the world to become aware that there is such a feisty little guru, I am going to read you an essay, and it is called Swami Z, An Incarnation of Love. My love for Swami Z increases hourly. When I asked him how it was that he came to be an incarnation of love, he said he wasn't until you added two parts water. Well, that opened my tear ducts right up. Pretty soon I was sniffling through my ears. Perfect. Perhaps now I could make sense out of something that the sleeping Swami had to say. Because love of this sort must make sense, mustn't it? As I dried my ears and blew my nose and wiped off the front of my shirt, he sat blissfully opposite from me, fiddling with his Pez dispenser. I knew that Prasad could not be far behind. Swami, O great sleeping one, how is it that you have created this love and placed it in my heart and a Pez in my hand? How can this be done? Can love be created? I said in awe and wonder. Swami Z often saws logs of deep insight and makes a great Dharma fire. Those who seek his wisdom gather round his warmth and bask in his glow, if he is remembered to use his deodorant that day. That's another story. It's been said that the great ones never emit bodily odors of the unpleasant kind, but that is not always true. Actually, Swami smells like a baby that has just spit up, especially if he has let the milk sour on his Cocoa Puffs. It's just slightly revolting and pretty endearing. One of his wisdom logs says this: when you sleep, sleep fully. Do not sleep with waking mind, and if you do, enjoy it anyway. Once he slept so fully that he communicated the living wisdom to an entire county and three tree frogs. Bliss is just another word for forgetting what you know. Knowledge too often applied is worse than too much butter on a baked potato. You can't get too much. Enjoy. The Swami's words ring true, but his snore roars. And here's a little essay called Alone. Swami Z and I sat in the kitchen. I am all alone, he said. Do you know that you two are all alone in this big, big world? Surprised, I studied his face. The light was dim and I could see his wrinkles. Usually I didn't notice, but tonight I just sat and took him in. No one really knows me, said Swami Z, stirring his cereal calmly. Do you know that you two are all alone on this cruel planet? I couldn't think of a word to say that would comfort him. I just watched his weariness as it slowly spread across the messy old kitchen. Sometimes, he said pensively, sometimes this truth, too, has its place. I never did manage to say anything. For the longest time, we just sat together, eating our cold cereal. Thanks for listening, and come back again soon.